Well, many state senators spend a lot of time at, say, banquets, events, political events, campaign rallies. One state senator in New Jersey and former New Jersey governor spent the night in a homeless shelter on purpose to prove a point. Richard Cody, state senator from Essex and Morris counties and former governor of New Jersey, Monday night disguised himself with a fake beard and slept at the Goodwill Mission in Newark. And state senator Richard Cody joins us now. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
First, you got to tell me what disguise you put on. What did you look like when you were disguised as a homeless guy?
Well, I told my wife this is what I'm going to look like in 20 years.
Scared her.
And I didn't look too good.
You had a fake beard and you had makeup on as well?
Oh, yeah. Quite a bit. Tattoos, a whole nine yards.
What was the point of it?
Well, what had happened was I have gone undercover in mental institutions. I was able to close one some time ago. I raid rooming houses and boarding houses where people with mental illness stay and are abused. So it's been part of my resume for a long, long time and will continue as long as I continue in public life. I want to help those who can't help themselves and who are being taken advantage of. Believe me when I tell you that. The other point I wanted to prove was in shelters, if you're not on some government entitlement program and able to sign your check over to the organization, they don't want you. And if you're a male, they really don't want you. For males to find shelters is very, very hard. And if you're mentally ill, they don't want you. And as I said before, if you're not on a government program where you can turn it over to them, they don't want you at all.
How many shelters did you try to get into before you actually ended up with the Goodwill Mission?
I went through a whole period back in January, calling, knocking on doors, talking to people. I'd say there was a good 20, 25.
Their reason for turning you away was what?
Well, you're a male, all right? You're not on the government entitlement program that you can sign over your check to the shelter. So that's just the way it is. And, you know, I also found out that, you know, the stereotype is that most people who are homeless are mentally ill. And I didn't necessarily find that in my research and in my stay on Monday night. The economy has really hurt people and hurt them hard. These people were articulate and knew what was going on and were trying to get out of the circumstance that they found themselves in.
We're speaking with the State Senator Richard Cody of New Jersey, former New Jersey governor. Let me ask you a little bit about the places that you have visited, because oftentimes these are people who are very much devoted to the cause of the poor, very much in some cases devoted to the cause of those who are mentally ill. But they say that the reason they have to turn away so many is they simply don't have the funds. So who's at fault here? If there's a problem and it's deliberate, who's to blame?
I think there's two people, government and society itself for not paying enough attention to them. I mean, I was laying on a floor. There's no beds. You know, this shelter advertises beds. No, there are none. You've got I was given a small 1-inch thick bedroll and a blanket. That was it. My jacket rolled up was my pillow, and you're on the floor. So I'm sitting there, I'm laying there, and it's about 3 in the morning. This gentleman gets up to go to the bathroom. He comes back. He's laying relatively close to me. And I asked him, I said, you know, they throw us out at 7 in the morning. Where do you go? And he says, I go to the library, keep warm. He says, I go to soup kitchens, eat. And he says, I'm really lucky. I said, you're lucky? He said, yeah. He said, I have a bus pass, and I can go on the buses for hours for free and keep warm. And I'm saying to myself, boy, in all this darkness in his life, he finds something to be fortunate about, and that's a bus pass. And that's sad. And he was out of work trying to move in with a friend, and this is where he was living. That's the way he was getting by.
Richard Cody, is it true that you may be running to take the governorship from Chris Christie?
Oh, that's, you know, that's something off in the future. And after November, you know, we'll have to get serious about thinking about that. But that's not why I do what I do. This is something I've been doing, you know, all 3.5 decades of public service.
Well, but this is the criticism of you, that you're using this as a publicity stunt to make the governor look bad.
No, he can do that on his own, just like any other governor. But if I didn't have a record of doing this, I first did it in 89, and as a result, the president of the psychiatric hospital and 75 employees were fired. So I'm really very, very proud of my record on this, and I'll keep doing it as long as I'm in public service. And if someone wants to throw up that criticism, I could care less.
We're speaking with State Senator Richard Cody of New Jersey, formerly the governor of New Jersey, who went undercover as a homeless guy and slept at the Goodwill Mission in Newark last Monday night. We have, of course, this comment from the Goodwill Missions, and they say that they don't take funding from anybody else. They don't take anybody's check, and they're not sure who told you that you had to have any kind of funding with you when you came in. They say we don't require ID. We help folks with mental illness. And here's the quote that struck me. The Mission's emergency services director says, "We are the peace when they can go nowhere else." What's your response?
Well, the response is the president of Goodwill congratulated me on what I did. So you didn't give the full picture there. What they said was, I was able to use a social worker to help me get in. And what the social worker told him was, he has slight mental illness, but he's not disruptive, he's not violent. And he said, yeah, we don't want people with mental illness. And I was told that after spending the night, I'd have to do all the paperwork to get on a government program. So he's got to check with the people below him who are hands-on in the shelter and working there.
But what's the really pressing, the most urgent issue here? Is it a lack of care for the mentally ill? Is it a lack of enough beds at homeless shelters?
Obviously, an incredible lack of beds in homeless shelters. And we have in New Jersey more people homeless with mental illness than we have in state institutions. You know, the quote-unquote popular thing to do now in almost all states is to let your population in the psychiatric hospitals out into the community. And in most cases, that's appropriate, but not in all. And where we discharge them to are horrible places. I mean, I raided a boarding home back about a year ago where there was an open sewer line. The temperature on a cold day, but not extremely cold day, in the facility was about 42 degrees. People bundled up, 4 beds in a small room, food that none of us would eat, just incredibly rotten living conditions. And they had passed the state inspection. The day after I visited it, they reinspected it and found 62 violations.
But let me just ask you, you know, obviously I'm not going to speak for Chris Christie, but I would imagine his response would be, there's no money. We had to deal with a deficit. There's no wiggle room in the budget to be able to afford more funding.
Yeah, well, if we could include in our budget a 1.5% more on people who earn over $1 million, we could raise almost about $600 million, roughly, more and do things like this. So it's about priorities, simple as that. And this governor really, when it comes to mental illness, has failed us and disbanded programs that were very popular and were helping people in the state of New Jersey.
In fact, a recent study shows there's almost 3,500 homeless people suffering from mental illness in New Jersey. That's about 90% of the state documented homeless population. Do you have another undercover operation coming up soon?
Well, it wouldn't be undercover if I told you.
Richard,
I could tell you this. One of the tough things in a shelter was having to watch WrestleMania for about 2 hours.
Oh, I feel your pain. Richard Cody, state senator and former governor of New Jersey, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.